Haines residents Dave Zenowigis, Ted Cheney, and Ted Hart went out for a day of skiing and snowboarding above the Tokchinook Mountain Trail. They were attempting a chute they'd ridden before. Hart says everything seemed like a normal day. Nothing stood out to him as particularly dangerous.
Dave went down first. He thought he was to a presumably safe spot. It would usually be safe. And then I was behind my friend Ted Cheney, and all of a sudden I hear this loud noise, and I look around, and this huge massive avalanche went down in front of me, and I yelled out, "Avalanche, avalanche."
Hart said the avalanche was at least a few hundred feet wide. The crowns, that's the places where the snow cracked off, were higher than his head. Hart says that at first he thought Zenowigis was in a safe spot. The snow was passing him by. But the avalanche kept propagating. That means expanding laterally across the mountain.
It propagated across multiple fall lines and all the way through the trees and all the way to the next chute. And that whole entire chute ripped out. And it cracked all the way over to above where David was. And then he got caught in the avalanche there.
Cheney and Hart made their way to where they saw Zenowigis go down. It took them fewer than 10 minutes to get there. Hart says the snow was hard and icy, like it had been rained on. All three men had beacons, probes, and shovels. Cheney located Zenowigis by searching with his beacon and found him with the probe. Zenowigis was buried under 3 to 5 feet of snow. Cheney and Hart dug him out with shovels. They performed CPR and called 911, but Zenowigis succumbed to his injuries. Haines Police Department got the call at about 1:45 in the afternoon. Haines Volunteer Fire Department ambulance crew took a helicopter to their location at about 1,400 feet of elevation. They transported Zenowigis off the mountain in the helicopter. Cheney and Hart descended on their own, without injuries. Hart and Zenowigis met snowboarding. They rode together all season.
You know, he had an infectious personality. He always had a positive attitude. He was always grateful. And, you know, I felt he was up there for the right reasons.
He says his thoughts are with Zenowigis' family.
I spoke with his mother this morning. She's a lovely lady. And, it goes to show because she raised a very thoughtful and kind young man. It just seemed like she said that he had a heart of gold.
David Zenowigis' death is the second avalanche fatality in Alaska this season. In Haines, I'm Claire Strimple.